Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Super Shell Gasoline invite you to Shell Chateau, where your host is the world's outstanding entertainer, Al Jolson, with an all-star bill of famous guest stars. We switch you now to Shell Chateau, where you'll be greeted by Al Jolson.
Good evening, friends. Here's where your worry ends, where everyone attends. Good evening, friends. Your name somehow I can't recall right now, but know you all I vow. Good evening, friends. Dear Teflon, one time, madame, monsieur Berry, one chargerie, come on, tally, boo, way, boo, way, boo, way, boo. I know you all I do. Good evening, friends. Pull up a chair and turn the lights down low. You're at our cell to go. Good evening, friends. We're on the air just once a week, you know. Each week a brand new show for you, my friend. The music starts, the curtain parts, an hour of fun for everyone. Although it's true that I cannot see you, I almost feel I do. Good evening, friends. Thank you, folks, thank you. Here it is Saturday night again, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to Shell Chateau once more. And I know you're going to enjoy yourself. Tonight, we have another great show. For music, we have Victor Young and his orchestra. And since Victor came to Shell Chateau, he's certainly proven his loyalty. Victor never makes a trip in his car that he doesn't use Shell gasoline. And besides that, he uses all the Shell products. Shell fly spray, Shell valve lubricant, and he's a real booster for Shell. In fact, just to show you how loyal Victor is, the other day he stopped at a Shell service station to change the oil in his hair. For novelty, we have little Jackie Hughes, an 11-year-old prodigy. And little Jackie is a very precocious youngster, too. When he was 5 years old, he said to his mother, Mama, who brings us all the presents at Christmas? And his mother said, Santa Claus. And Jackie said, well, who brings us all the food we have in the house? And his mother said, the grocer. And then he said, well, Mama, who brought the baby last year? And his mother said, why, the stork, of course. And Jackie said, well, if Santa Claus brings the presents, and the grocer brings the food, and the stork brings the baby, what in the heck is Papa hanging around here for? For comedy, we have Al Stone and Kiki Lee, one of Vaudeville's funniest acts. Recently, these two kids got married. And Al walked in the house one day, and what do you think? He caught his wife kissing the Iceman. And he said, is that a nice thing to do, you kissing the Iceman, when you know it's the butcher we owe money to? For drama, we have Henry Fonda, the new star of the stage and screen. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, he's a matinee idol. What a good-looking guy he is. Today, when he came to Shell Chateau, a young lady rushed up to him and kissed him. And kissed him, and kissed him. Why, he finally pushed her away from him, and he said, and she said, oh, Mr. Fonda, every time I kiss you, I become a better woman. Henry looked at her and said, well, what are you trying to do, get to heaven in one night? Last but not least, we have an old friend of mine, one of the greatest performers the stage has ever known, a great comedian, a marvelous singer. You all know her, Fanny Bryce. Well, folks, when my father heard Fanny Bryce was coming to Shell Chateau, you couldn't hold him. He came rushing over in a brand new automobile, and I said, Papa, where in the world did you get the car? And he said, well, Al, I'll tell you. You see, where I live, we don't have a telephone. And every time I want to use a phone, I use it in a place across the street where they sell automobiles. Well, I've used that telephone so much, I was ashamed to go out without buying something. So I bought the car. He said, come on, son, I'll take you for a ride. I was just about to get in the automobile when I noticed five fellas sitting in the car playing instruments. And I said, Papa, what's the idea letting those five guys sit in your car? He said, well, I couldn't afford a radio, so I bought a five-piece band. For my first song tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing a little song I introduced in Shell Chateau several months ago. A song that's really full of the spirit of summer romance. The title, Moonlight and Magnolias. If you please, Victor. Mm-hmm. I've seen the magic of a sunset. I've marveled at a work of art. I've read the story of love and glory, but never dreamed I'd play a part. Moonlight and magnolias made a silvery scented lane, blessed with a love refrain, where I stroll with you. Moonlight and magnolia wouldn't let us say goodbye till the stars away up high faded in the blue. Night drew a curtain around us and the blossom with you, what a gleam. Romance and happiness found us and carried us off in a dream. Oh, moonlight and magnolia made the world a paradise. When we came to realize we were in love. Moonlight and magnolia made a silvery scented lane, blessed with a love refrain, where I stroll with you. Moonlight and magnolias wouldn't let us say goodbye till the stars are way up high faded in the blue. Night drew a curtain around us and the blossom with you, what a gleam. Romance and happiness found us and carried us off in a dream. Oh, moonlight and magnolias made the world a paradise. When we came to realize we were in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest this evening is a little boy. A little boy that looked just about the way any boy 11 years old would look. But this little boy is a singer. And when I say singer, I mean singer. His name is Jackie Hughes. And I honestly think he's got the best voice I've ever heard in all my life. That is for a boy. So I want you folks in Shell to go to hear him and meet Jackie Hughes. Now, Jackie, I want you to tell me a little about yourself. You're 11 years old, aren't you?
I'm almost 12, Mr. Dalton.
Well, tell me this, Jackie. Where did you learn to sing? Well, what I mean to say is, did you ever take music lessons or anything like that?
Music lessons? No, sir, I never had.
You didn't? Well, where did you learn all those songs, you know?
Well, my mother taught them to me.
Your mother taught them to you. Well, Jackie, from the way you sang at rehearsal and the way I sing, I'd like to take some lessons from your mother myself. By the way, how many songs do you know?
Quite a lot, I guess.
Well, among them all, which one do you like best?
Well, to tell the truth, Mr. Dalton, I'm Irish.
No.
So the song I really like best is
Makushla. Makushla. Well, Jackie, I'm an Armenian, but I like Makushla, too. Go on and sing my Makushla, Jackie.
Makushla, Makushla, your sweet voice is calling, calling me softly again and again. Makushla, Makushla,
Methuselah, Methuselah, to the white arms of Eden, I feel them enfolding. Will they sing me still in the mouth from the darkness? My love, love me, Methuselah.
Do you seem to have to buy gasoline too often? Well, this may be the explanation.
It may be you're using up so much gasoline and just getting your car underway, you don't have much left for covering ground. Unless you're using a balanced gasoline, you can lose up to a cupful in starting and warming up the engine a single time, and as much as another cupful on 10 minutes of rapid acceleration. And remember, one cupful of gasoline is enough to carry you a whole mile after you get going. Now, you're starting and accelerating a lot more than you probably realize. 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are on short trips right around home. Your average trip is only 3 miles long. But now there's a gasoline specially adapted to this stop-and-go driving. It's Super Shell. It's the first truly balanced gasoline. It's economical for starting and accelerating as well as for long, steady driving. By using this new type gasoline, you save on your starts and your accelerating and so have more gas left for covering ground. So naturally, you get better mileage. But see for yourself. You don't have to fill the tank so often when you get Super Shell.
Several years ago, I appeared in a show on Broadway called Wunderbar. And more recently, I made it as a picture. The songs of that play were written by a Viennese composer, Dr. Robert Tatcher, who also wrote that great song, Paul Whiteman's Favorite.
When day is done, when evening comes, I think of you.
Not only that, he also wrote the theme song I've been using in Chelsea Show, Good Evening, Friends. Well, I haven't seen Dr. Tatcher in years. I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard the other day, and there he was. So I invited him to Chelsea, and he went crazy about those two kids that work here, Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner. Yes, sir, he thought they were wonderful. So tonight, he's letting them sing a new song he's just written. But I wanted Dr. Tetzer to tell you about it himself. So I brought him here tonight, the famous Viennese composer, Dr. Tetzer. Don't let that word doctor fool you. He doesn't know a pill from a dose of castor oil. I do. All Viennese songwriters are called doctors. All right, doctor, wouldn't you like to say something to the folks in Chelsea?
Thank you, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I do not wish to say anything except I'm very happy because these two young people are going to the first night. It is entitled All for You, and I hope you will enjoy.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
I've more deep
break my heart, my soul, my love. All for you I'd be always true, and it comes about that silver moon above.
Entertainment every Saturday night in Shelterco is really an hour of super vaudeville. And so naturally, when we can find real vaudeville stars, we try to get them here for you. And we have them tonight. One of the finest comedy teams in vaudeville, Al Stone and Tishy Lee. Get ready to laugh. Come on.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It's really a pleasure to be on this program this evening. And as Georgie Jessel would say, it's a pleasure to be on any program.
No kidding.
You know, talking about Jessel, I used to go with the sister Anna. Well, one day I went up to the house and his kid brother Willie met me at the door. I said, listen, Willie, your sister and I want to be alone. I said, here's a quarter, go out and have a good time. He said, here's 50 cents, let me watch. Oh, he's a cute kid, you know. Anna's a very nice girl, but I stopped going with her because she had a mania for joining different societies, like the SPCR. Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Roaches. Who needs those things? Well, one day she joined a society called the Garlic Eaters, a secret organization. But she had to give it up when the family got wind of it. You know, I'll never forget one day she tried to join the Northwest Mounted Police. Is somebody begging around here?
I'm a high school girl, and I want your resume because my high school magazine sent me here to get your resume, and I want your resume, and my daddy said he'd give me $5 if I came here to get your resume. All the other girls came to get your resume, but I got here first, and I think that I should have the first resume, don't you?
How about so you won't talk, eh?
Well, yes, I will talk on a camp on a high school.
Wait a minute. Can't you take a joke?
Sure. Well, I take it.
Well, take it out. Well, I take it. Listen, who are you and what do you want?
I'm a high school girl. My high school magazine sent me here to interview all the actors, so I decided to start with you.
Well, that's very nice of you, but why start with me?
I like to start from the bottom.
You like to start from the bottom. Listen, why don't you interview Al Jolson? There's a man with a name.
What have you got, a number?
Well, you see, I will have a few keys up. Tell me, what do you want to know?
Everything.
Well, not everything.
Yeah.
Well, that shouldn't take long. Let me see. Once upon a time, I was a boy.
Once upon a time, I was a girl, and I'm still a girl. What are you now?
I've often wondered.
How long have you been on the radio?
Oh, about
who makes your clothes?
I get my...
Who's your favorite author?
My favorite...
What do you think of the European situation? How many children are there in your family? Is that your real face, and do you want to buy a fountain pen?
Is that your real face? No, I'm breaking it in for Claude Gable.
Oh, he's all right, but I like Lionel Barry less.
You know, when I... You like who?
Lionel Barrymore.
No, no, you mean Lionel Barrymore.
Oh, no, I like John Barrymore.
Well, of course, you did. No. And she likes Lionel Barrymore. Listen, something tells me you're going to become an aviator.
How do you know?
Because you're going to fly out of here any minute.
Oh, please, mister, just a few more questions and then I'll go.
Just a few more questions and then I'll go.
Are you a native son of California?
Well, no.
A longhorn from Texas?
No,
I... A hillbilly from Arkansas? A cracker from Georgia?
A cracker from Georgia?
Yeah.
I'm not even a bean from Boston.
Well, where were you born?
I was born on the sidewalks of New York.
Huh?
To help me. Listen, East side, west side. Now, what does that remind you of?
Across town, trolley car.
No, no, no. I'm talking about a song. Tops flaring around Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Now, you've played London Bridge.
I don't play cards at all.
You don't play cards. I'm not talking about cars. I'm talking about bridges. Bridges for automobiles. And... You're sitting on a feather. What are you laughing? What are you laughing at?
Who ever heard of automobiles running bridges? I know that boys wear long bridges and girls wear...
Kimonos, I know. Listen, let me tell you exactly what a bridge is. A bridge is a roadway supported by cables. You see? A roadway.
I know a man who's supported by cables.
You know a man who's supported by cables?
Yeah, he cables home for money.
He cables home for money.
Yes, he's my brother. Have you any brothers?
Why, of course. I've got 5 whole brothers, 4 Marx brothers, 4 Mills brothers, 3 half-brothers.
Any sisters?
Yeah, Kate Smith.
I see you have more sisters than brothers.
Why, just now! You know, and it's a funny thing. You know, when my father was born, he only weighed 1.5 pounds.
Did he live?
I mean, did he live? What do I look like, a flower pot?
What time of day were you born?
I was born at 6 o'clock in the morning.
How do you know it was 6 o'clock in the morning?
I got up and shut off the alarm.
Are there any students in your family?
Why, of course. I come from a family of students.
Oh.
In fact, I'm the son of an astrologer.
A son of a what?
An astrologer. A student of everything ethereal. You know what ethereal is?
Sure, I eat it every morning for breakfast.
You eat it for breakfast. I'm talking about the stars.
Oh, moon. Did you ever go to college?
Well, of course. I went through Princeton, came out with a raincoat, 2 umbrellas, and a watch.
What else did you get?
6 months.
What did you take up in college?
Yeah, I took up pharmacy.
Oh, you're a farmer.
Mm. No. No, no, you see, I've taken medicine.
How do you feel now?
Well, I have to know how do you feel. You don't seem to understand. See, my grandfather was a biologist. That makes me a bacteriologist. So
a what?
I study bugs and insects.
Oh, you're a chambermaid.
A chambermaid. He should be in an insane asylum.
Where do you live?
In an insane asylum. What's that? I live in a seminary.
How long have you been dead?
Oh, about, I said seminary, not cemetery.
Are you dumb or smart?
Why, of course. You see, when I... am I what?
Are you dumb or smart?
I'm smart.
How smart are you?
I'm single.
Any children?
Any children? Don't be stupid. How can I have children when I'm single?
Don't ask me. I'm only a high school girl.
Okay, let's get out of here.
And now, folks, I'd like to sing 3 choruses of 3 songs for you. None of them are new, but I can honestly say that of all the songs that have come out in the last 15 years, I really like these 3 the best. I won't have to tell you the names of them, because no matter how old they are, everybody knows them. All right, Victor, my favorite.
Whispering while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to hear me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. Whispering why you'll never leave me, whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me, whispering that I love you. come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away tears, or else I will be melancholy too. The blossoms waiting for a butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments passing to hours, the hours passing to years, and as she smiles through the tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he be faithful. I'm sure he come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I never sigh or cry. I just must die for a butterfly.
Now a little about golf players and gasoline.
The amateur championship at Cleveland has raised the question, what does one have to do to be a good golf player? You've got to be able to drive well, of course. Get good distance off the tee and keep out of the rough. And you've got to be good at approaching, too. Unless you play your iron shots well, you'll never get a low score. And for that matter, you won't if your putting is off either. Now it's the same way with gasoline. If you're going to keep your driving costs down, you must use an all-round gasoline. A gasoline that gives you the three kinds of power you need. Power for quick starting, power for accelerating and hard pulling, and power for long, steady driving. If your gasoline is weak in any one of these ways, it wastes your money. Because, you see, 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are on short trips right near home. You're starting and accelerating almost as much as you're driving along. Super Shell is the gasoline specially suited to this stop-and-go driving. It's the first truly balanced gasoline. Super Shell is efficient for starting and accelerating, as well as for steady running. By using this new type gasoline, you cut down the amount of gas you're apt to waste in getting your car underway. So naturally, a tank full lasts longer. But prove it in your car. Get some Super Shell tomorrow.
This is Shell Al Jolson again, folks. We're back in Shelterton. The show is going on. Last week, I sang for you 2 songs in that new Warner Brothers picture, Shipmate Forever, starring Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. But that wasn't all the great songs in the picture. And to prove it, Victor Young's going to play a medley from the picture. A medley of 4 songs from Shipmate Forever, written as only Juvenile Warren can. And every one is going to be a hit. Shell out, Admiral Young.
There's a young man in Hollywood by the name of Waller Wenger, and he's a very brilliant producer. And one of the things that makes him great in his ability is that is to spot real talent in young actors and actresses. Not only does Waller discover talent, but he also gives it a chance to develop. As they say in Hollywood, if Wenger discovers you, you'll be a star overnight. This evening we have with us Waller Wenger's latest discovery, a young man named Harry Fonda. Two years ago, he was practically unknown. Today, he's known everywhere for his magnificent performance in The Farmer Takes a Wife, in which he was co-starred with Jeanette Gaynor. Tonight, he will appear in a scene from the comedy, The Bride the Sun Shines On. Mr. Henry Fonda with Miss Florida Freebus. The Bride the Sun Shines On is a story of a wedding. The bride is a pretty girl of 22, the daughter of a fine New York family. Her name is Psyche, and the groom, a correct, eligible young man, is named Alfred. Our scene is the living room of the bride's home, a few moments before the ceremony is to take place. Psyche has come to say goodbye to Hubert, an attractive but eccentric fellow in his early 30s, whom she has always known.
Hubert, why have you been avoiding me?
But I haven't. What an idea.
Then why do you run away as soon as we're left alone in a room together?
Oh, don't be silly.
Silly? Why, you aren't even civil to me. And we were always friends before.
We still are, just the same as we have been as long as I remember.
Then your memory's getting bad. We always used to have some sort of fun together. And now you don't pay any attention to me.
What shall we do, playhouse? I thought you'd grown up.
You're so aloof. I noticed it the minute you came yesterday. Oh, what's the use? You keep away for months and months all over Europe. And then when you do get back, you act as though you hated me. Oh, no. I don't mean that. I'm sorry. Hold my hand, Hubert, and forgive me.
Now you keep away. Don't forget you're engaged to be married.
Oh, I'm beginning to think men are impossible.
You're growing up. Gosh, you're not going to cry.
Well, it's only because I'm so tired of this mess.
This what?
I wish Alfred and I had gone to a justice of the peace and had it over with. Why should we have to put up with all this big affair, this social event, with everybody we ever heard of suddenly coming piling down on us? Presents, packages. Here's one right now. If I see another package, I'll... You don't mind if I throw it, do you? I hope it's glass.
Hey, let me see that.
Whatever it is, I'm sure to have at least six just like it.
Then chuck it out. Go on. It's only the present I sent you, and it's not glass, and I spent days finding something I knew you wouldn't have six of.
You darling.
You better look at it first to see if you need be so pleased.
Oh, this is like old times when you always brought me things. Hubert, a necklace. Oh, it's lovely. It's jade, isn't it? You never brought me anything like this before. Oh, you darling, you dear. Hubert, come here.
Don't.
Hubert, you're so cold and distant.
I am cold, and I like to be distant. I'm positively glacial, and I loathe being kissed. You keep away from me, and I'll keep away from you.
Oh.
I take back what I said a moment ago. You've not grown up. You're...
What? What am I?
Well, I'd better remind you, you're going to be a bride in a few minutes.
Oh, don't keep up that master of ceremonies pose.
It isn't a pose. I want to see that everything goes off well.
I'm sure we'll all be very grateful.
Psyche, you know, are you never going to get dressed and ready for your wedding?
I am dressed and ready for it.
Then why don't they start the darn thing?
I only wish they would. I'd like more than anyone to get it over with.
My dear, you're crying.
Well, it's only I want to get away from here just as quick as I can.
So do I.
What are you agonizing about? Nobody's been suggesting dreadful things to you. Nobody's been making you doubt life's worth living.
Nobody, nobody. I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Well, why are you so violent?
I haven't had a minute's peace since I came into this room.
And am I to blame?
I didn't say it was anybody.
Then why haven't you had a moment's peace if it wasn't me?
I should think that women would have been made differently enough for men without making them ridiculous. Am I never to have any peace anywhere at any time? Why can't people leave a man alone?
But you don't need to get so furious.
My dear, I know I'm unusually irritable, but it's nothing to do with you. I wouldn't hurt you for worlds. I'm really very fond of you. You're among the few women I know who are possible.
But being a woman, ridiculous.
No, you're the one woman I know who's reasonable. You never expect a man always to be on the boil with romance. Especially after a heavy lunch.
I certainly wouldn't expect you ever to be that way at any time.
Oh, I'm capable of it. But there's a time and place.
Yes, dear, but why be so indignant about it?
Women seem to think they're the only ones who have the privilege of sometimes not being in the mood for love.
What exactly do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
That sounds as if you suspect me of making advances.
I wouldn't dream of such a thing.
Well, I don't see why you should be so insulted at the idea.
Well, I wouldn't think of it simply because I'm fond of you.
Oh, is that it?
I mean, I'm fond of you like a brother.
Isn't that nice of you?
Well, what of it?
Well, why do you get in such a lather?
Because I'm fond of you, but not in love. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Well, it's not very flattering for you to be so vehement about it. And please don't look at me as though I were something unpalatable. Oh, I suppose I do look a sight. When anyone's hard to me, I naturally cry and my nose gets red.
Oh.
Then it is red.
What's the difference what color it is? I tell you, I'm fond of you and all you think about is your nose.
Well, let me tell you something. The worst thing in the world is for a woman to be as good as accused of expecting advances from a man who doesn't give a hoot for her. Like a brother.
Who accused you? There's no rhyme or reason in anything you say. Will you get out of here?
Yes, and be glad to.
Thank heaven.
My nose was terribly red. But you're cruel. Why can't you be a little kind, like Alfred?
Alfred? Alfred's a mouse. He's a handsome, empty, stupid mouse.
Alfred is twice the man you are. He's strong and devoted and kind. Alfred has a heart, and all you've got is a disgustingly selfish mind.
You think I haven't got a heart, do you? I could tell you something that would change your mind.
You tell me anything. You who are...
Without feeling.
Without heart enough to feel.
I have heart enough to feel and sense enough to keep it down. I'll tell you something you know nothing. Something about you and what you've always mentioned. There's never been an hour in the day when you've not been part of me, in my blood. A poison. In my brain, a madness. An ecstasy. Too strong, too deep, corrosive. And I fought it, and I'm master of it. You've nothing to give, you sharp, shallow, selfish, spoiled. There's no power on earth can make me give you my body and soul. The slave of your whim, the beggar of your favor.
There's my family. But what did you say? What did you say just now?
Why, I told you I loved you.
Now, now, of all the moments in all the years that you've known me, there's Mother, and you choose this moment, the very moment before I go to the altar.
Well, good heavens, but I...
Don't pity me. Why, I'm going to be married in just a minute. I'm going to be married to a man who is good and true and honorable, and you dare to tell me now.
My dear, I didn't really know I cared.
And I was an ecstasy in your blood every moment of the day and every part of
you. It was a surprise to me when I heard myself saying
it. And it was a great surprise to me. Do you hear them pounding on the door? That's my wedding party.
This wedding's off. I won't let anything come between us now.
It's too late.
There's still a moment. Which of these suitcases is yours?
What do you mean?
You're going away with me.
But I'm not going away with you. It's the last thing I'd ever think
of. Which of these suitcases is yours?
No, people don't do such things.
What if we are smashing all the rules and regulations? What does it matter? Hurry, right out here. My car's waiting.
It's madness, Hubert.
Why? We were married in the eyes of heaven long ago. It was ordained from the very first. It was written in fire across the sky. In time, our love will become an ideal and a legend.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, Hubert, I suppose I do love you. I do, I do. Hubert, I'm wondering if we could ever possibly be happy.
We probably won't.
I think we shall.
No.
Yes.
Forever and ever. Come on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present a girl I've known a long time. One of the finest people in show business. A girl who's been a star on Broadway, on the radio, and now has come to Hollywood for a feature part in pictures. It's a part I know she'll play magnificently. In fact, better than anyone else in the world could play it. Because the part she's going to play is herself. In fact, better than anyone else in the world could play it. Because the part she's going to play is herself. The picture's called The Great Ziegfeld. And when you go to see it, you'll see Fanny Bryce as Fanny Bryce. I'm very happy to have her here in Shell Chateau tonight, where she will appear in her greatest characterization. The picture of a Jewish mother enjoying a day at Coney Island with her family. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Fanny Bryce is Mrs. Cohn at the beach.
Hold down to Mama's dress, Sadie, you shouldn't fall. Irving, stop kicking up the fence. Why can't you be a good boy like Tim? The next time you'll stay home from the beach. It's a wonder you wouldn't watch the children once in a while. Must I do everything? Aye, the fear. Come, we'll go over there by the boardwalk. I think there will be a breeze. Ah, here's a dandy spot, ain't it? Oh, yes, a pleasure. No, sit here, darling. Abe, didn't I say over here? Right away, you gotta pick another place. All week long, I'm working like a dog, and when I come to the beach for a little breath from fresh air, you got to argue with me. No, here's the pails and the shovel play. No, darling. The red tail is Ken. No, what's the difference, the red tail or the blue tail? Give the shovel to Irving. You want the shovel. But I can give Irving the pail. Go on, dig. Dig a hole and bury your father. What are you talking, Abe? I didn't mean they should bury you like a funeral. I mean they should cover you over with sand. It's a game everybody plays like that. Well, darling, you want to go and bathe in? You too, Irving? You too, Sandy? All right. Go under the boardwalk and put on the bathing suit. Take Teddy's hand. Stand behind a post so nobody should look on you. Abe, why don't you go in the water? You know, it would do you no harm. Huh? It's Wednesday. Moshe wait for Saturday. The only breeze I'm getting is from the fan. Come here, darling. Mama will tie the belt. Stand still. Will you stand still or I'll slap you to pieces? Nah, it's not too tight. No, darling, it's not too tight. Mama wouldn't make it too tight. It's not too tight. Do you want to lose the pants in the water? No, now everybody run to the water. You got a piece of soap with you? They'll use it. Go on. Go, 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 go. Go further. It's only cold at first a little. Go on, put the water on the chest like that. Then you wouldn't get a feel. Don't be afraid. Hold on to the rope. Look out for the breaker. Look, Abe. Sadie, she's the brave one. She's so cute. She takes to the water like a goose. Don't run there. There is running crab. Now, go on, Sadie, darling. Dock yourself. Dock yourself again. Dock yourself again. Don't forget to come up. Irving, hold on to the ropes and then float. Ah, it's a pleasure to see them in the water. Irving, stop splashing, Sadie. You want the blind of the eyes? That's enough now. Everybody comes in. Lunch is ready. Come. Eat, 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 eat. We got sandwiches, salami, rami, pickles, and we got ham. No, come, Irving, darling. You sit there. Sadie, you sit there, and darling, you sit there. Now, here's a sandwich for you, one for you, and one for you. It's good, huh? Irving, give that dead fish the popper and eat your sandwich. You can't beat the beach for a good time. Hey, look who's there. Mrs. Levine. Woo-hoo-hoo! Hello, Mrs. Levine. How are you? Did you come down to the beach? Who is with you? You're alone. Well, come over and have a bite with us. Don't talk foolish. We got plenty. Don't be bashful. Hey, I'll catch up a bite with you two sometime. Sit down, Mrs. Levine. Help yourself. Wait a minute. I'll help you. Irving. Irving, look at me. Look at me, darling. See, it's a few inches blue. You got a few. Take off the bathing suit. Come on. Everybody takes off the bathing suit. Hurry up. Did you see that, Mrs. Levine? He absolutely had a few. The lips are going like that. Oh. Mrs. Levine. Look at that life, baby. Ain't he got a beautiful physique? Would you like a little more, Mrs. Levine? What, you couldn't eat no more? No, I guess not. What, you going? Say, well, why don't you call me up sometime? What are you talking? I'm in the book. All right. Goodbye, Mrs. Levine. Goodbye. Abe, did you see the way she ate? Why kept that secret? Abe, look, Abe. Oh, it's getting dark. A storm is coming. Oh, yeah, Abe, hurry up, darling. Come on, our rain is coming. Put on the head, Sadie. Abe, why don't you help me? Stand there like an ox. Come, darling, hurry up. Follow Mama, quick. Now, here's a three car. Come on, everybody get in. Come on, darling, sit down. All right, conductor, here's the fare. Of course it's only four fares. Say, I don't have to pay for my little boy. He's only 6 years old. For you, he looks older. Well, say, can I help it if he worries?
Fanny. Now you're out here to make a Ziegfeld picture. Don't you think you ought to sing the most famous song the Ziegfeld Follies ever had?
You know me.
Go
you
right.
Know me, Al, baby. What? Sing that song again? What?
Yes, I love it, Fanny. Won't you please sing it for me?
Al, I will for you, Al.
All right, Vic, old boy. Play My Man as only Fanny can sing it.
But there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, as you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks. And no hero out of books is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me. But I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my life, he'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For what? My man is, I am his forevermore. Oh, my life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright. All right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? My man is, I am his
forevermore. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've had all kinds of music in Shell Chateau, but we've never had grand opera. So tonight, we're very happy to bring you the distinguished Russian baritone, Nicholas Rimsky-Sokoloyev, who's just completed a triumphal tour of Europe. Mr. Sokoloyev. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, but I was with your wife and the kids on the beach, and I got a chill. Schwestern im Briden. Ich will der etwas was suchen. You'll have to pardon me for lapsing in my native tongue. What I really wanted to say is, this is my first appearance in Shell Chateau. And naturally, I'm a little nervous. My last appearance was in my country, Russia, in the town of Minsk, which is in the vicinity of Pinsk, where I sang with great success an aria for Rasputin the Mad Monk. And I'm going to sing the same for you, you peasant. Comrade Yongovich, play for me the instrument, you bourgeois.